So from Iraq and Iran to Afghanistan now, one of the things we probably won't be hearing tomorrow in the State of the Union address from President Obama is how few of the roads in Afghanistan, the site of America's longest war, are actually paved. Only 7% of the roads are 7% of the roads are paved in that country. By the way, there's no railroad. And all of that is an impediment to commerce and trade and winning the hearts and minds and the locals and reestablishing credibility of the government in Afghanistan, which is the stated mission of NATO and the Obama administration. Joining us now is Colonel Tej Hodgson, who works for the Logistics Directorate at U.S. Central Command, which, of course, has jurisdiction over the Afghanistan war theater. Colonel, good morning.
Good morning.
I mean, for a lot of Americans, the first question to you has to be, we went into Afghanistan, you know, in October of 2001, I believe. Why haven't we managed to get more of the roads paved than just 7%?
Well, I don't think normally, if you look at it from a military perspective, our job isn't really normally to go in and just pave roads and do those kind of things. Certainly, we went in originally with the intent to fight the Al-Qaeda and the Taliban. So that's what the focus was on. And now that this has been evolving, we here at CENTCOM, some of our key staff members have been working on this initiative and helping assist the other countries in that region on the Silk Road Initiative.
Although, Colonel Hodgson, I remember very clearly one of the original initiatives of the Afghan conflict was to pave the road from Mazar-e Sharif to Kabul, and that was seen as not only a military tactical maneuver, but also something broadly strategic. Why hasn't that been picked up in other places around the country?
Well, and it has. There's been, I mean, it's sad to say only 7%, but, you know, the Ring Road has been a big initiative to have paved there. And the good news is we have just developed 75 kilometers, first time in the history of Afghanistan. There is a rail line now going into Afghanistan. And one of my big projects is helping to assist the Afghanistan government with developing their rail organization, rail rules and regulations, laws, and how do they go forward with this new rail line that's just been recently built.
What's the time frame and the extent of U.S. investment?
No U.S. investment, as a matter of fact. Most of these projects, and that's the great thing, are most of them have been so far funded by the Asian Development Bank, a lot of donations by the Japanese government, certainly European Union entities have been involved, and indeed Islamic Development Bank was involved in helping pave some of the roads in Afghanistan.
So to get to a tipping point where this really sort of conveys that there's actually a working, a credible government in Afghanistan, how much time will it take and how much paving do we need to do?
Well, I think it's more than just paving. I think the key is going to be really the rail development for Afghanistan, and because we all know now they have this tremendous amount of mineral wealth in Afghanistan. That is what they're going to have to be able to export to the rest of the world and create, go from an aid-dependent country to a trade country. And it's going to take rail to help deliver and transport those type of things, iron ore, copper, gold, tremendous wealth in that country.
And you can read about the importance of light rail in Afghanistan on the WNYC Transportation Nation blog at WNYC.org. Colonel Hodgson, thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
Colonel Ted Hodgson works for the Logistics Directorate at U.S. Central Command, talking about paving and development of infrastructure in Afghanistan.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.